Pause recording.
Hello there, doll. I've been looking for a while for a zip archive utility like, what's it called? Like S-Archiver. I bought it in 2011, but the thing, it's been discontinued for some really strange reason. I'm not sure why, but so I decided to do some looking around today at MacUpdate.com, and there's a demo that I'm trying before I buy it. It's $18 at the Mac App Store, and it's called Entropy. And I like it so far. I set up shortcuts in the services menu. It's already in the services menu. You should set it up under files and folders. And, so yeah, anyway. So yeah, Entropy. If anyone wants a link, I'll give it to them for the App Store. I might or might not review the demo, it just depends. But it seems like a very, very, very good app. I set my RAR archive to Command-Option-Shift-R, my ZIP-R Command-Option-Shift-Z. And this is in the preferences menu under keyboard shortcuts. There's actually an add a shortcuts menu button, which you can do now. And then I set up my 7Z. I set up something as Command-Option-Shift-1, but I don't remember what I set it up as. I'll have to look. 7Z, but I hardly use it. I don't use 7Z all that much, so I could, I just don't. So let me just check on, yep, still going. It even shows you the amount of space,
89% data, publish,
button. Space, the amount of time, like the progress bar, and it shows you the amount of items you have left in, not really a badge. I don't think it's on the dock. Let me check as soon as I plug this in. I'm not going to do a review of it yet because I'm not familiar enough with the app, but you're not going to hear this. Let me just check. Okay. So it does show it on the dock. I'm going to keep it on the dock here. Even shows you the windows, I guess. So yeah, if anyone wants to look for it, just Google Entropy and look for the archive program, not what Entropy actually means. It's also in the Mac App Store, so you can look there. If anyone wants a link, I'll try and give it you. It's, like I said, it's not free. It's $18. I'm going to ask them if the shortcuts also apply in the App Store version because of the sandboxing rules, so I don't know. But if not, I'll buy it directly from the developer. If so, then I'll get it directly from the Mac App Store. If not, I'll buy it from the developer. If the services do apply with the Mac App Store one, which I doubt they do, because I don't know much about the sandboxing stuff. So, yeah. And with that, I am going to send this off probably as soon as this is done, so you're going to get this a little late. Have fun, take care, and be blessed. Bye!